राधामाधव कुंज विहारी
Hare
Krishna.
Passing away of Bhishma Dev. We will be reading from text number 15, 16 and 17 today. So, text number 15 is on the board. Then we continue text number 16 and 17 as well.
Yatra dharma suto raja.
Yatra dharma suto raja.
Gadapanir vikrodha. Gandivam chapam Suhat Krishna stato vipar Yatra dharma suto raja
Yatra dharma suto raja
Adapanir ukro draha
Adapanir ukro draha
Krishna sti gandivam chapam
Krishna sti gandivam chapam
Suhat Krishna stato
vipar
Yatra dharma suto raja
Yatra dharma suto raja
Adapanir vipro draha
Adapanir vipro draha
Krishna astir gandivam chapam
Krishna astir gandivam chapam
Suhat Krishna stato vipar
Suhat Krishna stato vipar
Yatra dharma suto raja
Yatra dharma suto raja
Adapanir
vikrodara
Sri Gandivam chapam
Krishna Sri Gandivam chapam
Surat Krishna
stato vipar
Yatra dharma suto raja
Yatra dharma suto raja
Adapanir
vikrodara
Vishnu Sri Gandivam chapam
Krishnasti Ganivam Chapam
Srut
Krishnastato Vipad Yatra Dharma Suto Raja Ganapani Rakodraha Krishnasti Ganivam Chapam Suhat Krishnastato Vipad Yatra Dharma Suto Raja Gada Panir Rikodraha Krishna Astri Ganiva Chapam Suhat Krishna Stato Vipad.
What was our translation? Please speak after me.
Yatra,
yatra,
where there is,
where there is
Dharma Sutaha,
Dharma Sutaha,
the son of Dharma Raja,
the son of Dharma Raja,
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 the king,
the king,
Gadapani,
Gadapani,
with his mighty club in hand,
with his mighty club in hand,
Rikrodraha,
Rikrodraha,
Bhima,
Bhima,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Arjuna,
Arjuna,
Astri,
Astri,
carrier of the weapon,
carrier of the weapon,
Gandivam,
Gandiva,
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 Chapam,
Chapam,
Bo,
Bo,
Suhat,
Suhat,
Well-wisher,
Krishna,
Krishna, Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead,
Tataha,
Tataha,
thereof,
Vipat,
Vipat,
reverse.
Translation.
Oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. It is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhishthira, the son of the demigod controlling religion?
Bhima, the great fighter with a club. The great bowman Arjuna with his mighty weapon Gandiva. And above all, the Lord, the direct well-wisher of the Pandavas. Translation purport by His Divine Creation, Rupal, Kaishan, Rupal, purport. As far as the material or spiritual resources were required, there was no scarcity in the case of Pandavas. Materially, they were well equipped because two great warriors, namely Bhima and Arjuna, were there. Spiritually, the king himself was the symbol of religion, and above them, the personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, was personally concerned with their affairs as the well-wisher. And yet, there were so many reverses on the side of Pandavas. Despite the power of pious acts, the power of personalities, the power of expert management and the power of weapons under the direct supervision of Lord Krishna, the Pandavas suffered so many practical reverses which can only be explained as due to the influence of Kala, inevitable time. Kala is identical with the Lord Himself, and therefore the influence of Kala indicates the inexplicable wish of the Lord Himself. There is nothing to be lamented when a matter is beyond the control of any human being. And that's our poem. Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadameyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pratamadam Shri Guru Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Tamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So the wonderful chapter here, just prior to getting on to this chapter, we had the prayer of Queen Kunti. Very beautifully she describes, Hello Krishna, please stay with us. Or, if you have to stay with us, you have to give us more trouble. So as in when we get more trouble, we remember you and you come back to help us. In every part of the life of Pandavas, the great devotees of the Lord, we see that Krishna has been a part of it. And Krishna has been a part because he wanted to save all of them. He wanted to protect all of them. And he wanted to ensure the well-being of the Pandavas and Mother Kunti. So Mother Kunti very nicely says, very clear statement saying that, please give us more and more calamities. Says, my Lord, send us more trouble so that we can remember you. Many times in our own lives, even after being devotees, we ask these questions. Why me? Why me? Why did this happen to me? I have been chanting for so many years. I have been following the regulative principle for so many years. I have not done anything for which I should be punished. But still, why me? And when we get a little beyond why me, we'll discuss this as to why me. And we also go beyond the why me, and then many times we have these questions. Why do bad things happen to good people? Very common question. We have our common discussions and we say, it should not have happened to him, he's a nice devotee. Yeah. That's one way of concern for the devotees as to why bad things should happen. But here in the purport, even in the translation if you see, Vishwadev is saying, oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. It is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhishthira? King Yudhishthira was Dhanraj himself, who could have never compromised on any principles which are concerned with karma. He has never controlled in his life. And as we see further, here the best of the warriors, that is Bhima and Arjuna, the powerful mighty warriors, but still they could not have the reversal there. Furthermore, in the purport, Sri Prabhupada says, even Krishna is present there to guide them, but still the reverses are there. So what I'll do is I'll also go ahead with the translation and purport for 16 and 17 and then take the discussion forward. Translation for verse 16. O King, no one can know the plan of Lord Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Purport. The bewilderment of Maharaj Yudhishthira over his past sinful acts and the resultant suffering, etc., is completely negated by the great authority Bhishma, one of the 12 authorized persons. Bhishma wanted to impress upon Maharaj Yudhishthira that since time immemorial, no one, including such demigods as Shiva and Brahma, could ascertain the real pain of the Lord, real plan of the Lord. Please pardon me. So, what can we understand about you? It is useless also to inquire about it. Even the exhaustive philosophical inquiries of the sages cannot ascertain the plan of the Lord. The best policy is simply to abide by the orders of the Lord without argument. The sufferings of the Pandavas were never due to their past deeds. The Lord had to execute the plan of establishing the kingdom of virtue, and therefore his own devotees suffered temporarily in order to establish the conquest of virtue. Vishnudev was certainly satisfied by seeing the triumph of virtue, and he was glad to see King Yudhishthira on the throne. Although he himself fought against him, even a great fighter like Bhishma could not win the battle of Kurukshetra because the Lord wanted to show
the vice cannot occur virtue, regardless of who tries to execute it. Bhishmadev was a great devotee of the Lord, but he chose to fight against the Pandavas by the will of the Lord, because the Lord wanted to show that a fighter like Bhishma cannot win on the wrong side. Translation to verse number 17. O best among descendants of Bharata, Yudhishthira, I maintain therefore that all this is within the plan of the Lord, excepting that inconceivable plan of the Lord, you must follow it. You are now the appointed administrative head, and my Lord, you should now take care of those subjects who are now rendered helpless. The popular saying is that a housewife teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. Similarly, the Lord teaches the world by teaching the devotees. The devotees does not have to learn anything new from the Lord, because the Lord teaches the sincere devotee always from within. Whenever, therefore, a show is made to teach the devotee, as in the case of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, it is the teachings for the less intelligent men. A devotee's duty, therefore, is to ungrudgingly accept appellations of the Lord as a benediction. The Pandavas were advised by Bhishmadev to accept the responsibility of administration without hesitation. The poor subjects were without protection due to the battle of Kurukshetra, and they were awaiting the assumption of power by Maharaj Yudhishthira. A pure devotee of the Lord accepts tribulations as favor from the Lord. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no mundane difference between the two. So, as in the starting of the chapter, very nicely explained in last Sunday's class by Vrindavan Gopal Prabhu, Bhishmadev was lying on the bed of the arrows, and you see how nicely the arrangement of the Lord is. And I remember Prabhu saying that the arrows were, you know, so nicely, so beautifully pierced through the body of Bhishmadev that you can't even pierce a finger. A little boy or a baby cannot also, you know, put their fingers between two arrows. So that nicely that Arjuna had pierced the arrows through the body of Bhishmadev. And despite this, Bhishmadev was glorifying the Lord, and he wanted to leave this body in the presence of the Lord. And finally, as we all know that Bhishmadev left his body, he had this ichcha mrityu. He could leave the body at the time that he wanted to leave. And here also it is respect that he was a great devotee of the Lord. And Bhishmadev is also among the 12 Mahajanas, the preceptors or the protectors of the religion. So, when he was suffering, when he was lying on the beds of arrow, and he has been going on and talking about it, saying that, well, this is the complete plan of the Lord. There is nobody else who can change it, nobody can even think about it, or nobody should concoct it. It is always better that we accept the plan of the Lord as it is coming to us. Many times we hear that, you know, people say, I have no control over it, or I have lost control over it. Well, you are never in control of it, and you will never be in control of it. So it is better that you are always lost without control. Because whatever is there in the material world or even in the spiritual world is always controlled by the Lord. Not even a blade of grass. This is a very popular statement that we make. Not even a blade of grass can move without the Lord's will. But then why at times we think that I have lost control of it? Well, you never had control of it. You also confirmed it yourself, saying that not even a blade of grass. Forget about other things happening, other relationships that you have with people outside, either in the spiritual dealings or in the material dealings, you feel that why I don't have a control. So the Lord is teaching us here through his great devotees. Pandavas had nothing called any of their karmas. They were not suffering because of their karmas. They were purely playing the role which was guided and directed by Krishna. And here the purport would say is very clearly that they were not suffering because of their karmas. They had no karmas really to be carried forward. Yeah, there's something called Jaya Shishi Jagannath Bande Shubhadramaya Ki, Jaya Shishi Dada Krishna Chandra Ji Ki, Jaya Shishi Nitai Chaitanya Ki, Jaya Shri Prabhupada Ki. There is no prarabdha karma or the discussion that we take as prarabdha karma or
or prarabdha karma. So prarabdha is one which is manifested and we are getting the fruits of it. For example, if I am running, I fall down and I, you know, fracture myself. And the pain that is going through is what is the resultant, and that is the fruit of my karma which I have done probably in this lifetime or previous lifetimes. And this also is again manifesting because of the will of the Lord. Our prarabdha karma is again where it is yet to be manifested. You will have to get the results of the manifestation either today, tomorrow or in the days to come. So this is completely controlled by the Lord. And the Lord tests a person again and again, and especially He tests the devotees very often. If we go back to the Mahabharata days, at a very early age, Kunti Devi lost her husband when the children were very small and she had to take care of all the children. Five of them, Kunti Devi had to manage with them, and as we proceed further, they were also going through so many other turbulations. Dhritarashtra, because of his love, his blind love for his children, or especially the elder one, he falls into prey for the sweet words of Duryodhana, and then he proceeds on to make the Lakhagra, you know, the house, the palace of Lakh. And the Pandavas were made to stay there, and Vidura, without even telling them directly, because he could not say that, but indicated to the Pandavas saying that there is some risk, so you better take care. And soon after that happened, they escaped through the tunnel which was made. And if we see forward, when it goes on, they were from the royal order. They were the son of the king. And they did not suffer. But then Arjuna had to train, you know, in guise of a eunuch, train the princes on dances. Nakul and Sahadev had to take care of the cows. Bhima had to do very menial things. Dharmaraj, Yudhishthir himself had to become an advisor of a king, which are actually looking at it in comparison to their positions and their birth that they had in the Pandava family was very, very low. But they never complained. They always took it as the will of the providence or will of the Lord. Whatever Lord is doing for me is actually the best suitable for me. And yesterday's verse, that is verse 14, Braja Krishna Prabhu spoke about this as well, saying that whatever is happening in all the planets, many times we think whatever is happening around us, within my circle, is what is the will of the Lord. But then you have to really look beyond, and Bhagavatam confirms that whatever is happening in all the planets, and we get the knowledge of all the planets through again Bhagavatam, it is not the limited knowledge which has been given by the mundane science, which says, you know, there are only so many planets and nothing beyond it and kind of things. That's a very small version of what the creation of the Lord is. So all the planets which are created are just sleeper. It's a very nice thing. Vishnudev says, in my opinion, this is all due to inevitable time, under whose control everyone in every planet is carried, just as clouds are carried by the wind. So Bhishmadev again is speaking, saying that everything is done by Krishna. And when we say Kala, time is also Krishna. Krishna says, I am time. So whatever is happening is absolutely being done or absolutely happening because of the will of the Lord. So let's not challenge the will of the Lord. At some point of time, Bhishma could have said, hey, I am very powerful, don't worry, I will do whatever I want to do. Arjuna could have also said, I am the best of the archer, I will do whatever I want to do. But then they very meticulously followed the plan of the Lord. Well, here also, Bhishma could have been on the side of the Pandavas, but then it is because of the will of the Lord, he was made to be on the other side. And this is also again to teach us that irreligion cannot win.
maybe for some time you will see that religion is taking over, but then it is never that the religion can win over the virtue. So the vices can never win over the virtue. We also see in our own, there are many examples of devotees being put into turbulent situations or difficult situations, and they come out with flying colors because of their dependency on the Lord. And the question as to why this should happen to me should never be asked. So Srila Prabhupada is here training us by his purport, very clearly saying that please don't question the will of the Lord, because nothing can happen without the will of the Lord. There are many Vaishnavas and great devotees in our own parampara. Well, we'll go into that, but then starting right from the days of Krishna, we take the example of Sudama Bhakta. Why was he so poor? He could have always said, I am the best of the friends of Krishna. Krishna is my best of the friends. Why should I suffer? But he never did that. When he travelled all the way, due to the force of his wife, or due to the persuasion of his wife, he never went and told Krishna anything, and Krishna knew his mind. And by the time Sudama could come back, whatever his wife had desired was all made ready. A beautiful palace, wife having so many garlands, jewels, nice dresses, everything was in place. So Sudama also never questioned the Lord, saying that, Lord, I am your friend, how can I be poor? How can I be in difficult times? We also see this in the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, when they went on preaching. We had Jagai Madai following them, chasing them, and then finally what happens? Nityananda Ram was badly injured, hurt, because of the assault of the two demon-like people. So can the Lord say that I am your associate? How can you? Or can Haridas Thakur say that, you know, I have been chanting so nicely? If we take the example of Haridas Thakur, again, because of the will of the Lord, he was beaten up in 22 marketplaces. But he never complained. He said, this is the will of the Lord, and this is the way that the Lord wants me to learn, and Lord wants to teach the others who are around me, saying that have a complete dependency on the Lord. We also see while in Srivas Angan, the Kirtan was going on, and Srivas Acharya's son, Srivas Thakur's son, was dead. He did not make a noise, though his wife and the other family members were in the remorseful mode. But then Srivas Thakur said, hey, how can I disturb? And in the current circumstances, or even any time, if you really look at it, the putra moha is something which actually binds a lot of people. Yeah? The love or affection for their child, or moha, which is called. They're very bound by it. But then Srivas Thakur never showed. He said, this is the will of the Lord. And finally, as we all know, we move on, and the child was brought back to life and said things. But then he never repented for whatever happened to him or whatever happened to his son. Prahlad Maharaj, again a great devotee of the Lord, thrown from a cliff, put into burning oil, put into snakes and poisonous creatures, but never complained. Did he ever say that, why Lord, I'm thinking about you and you're putting me into difficulty? This is the plan of the Lord and I'm just executing. Srila Prabhupada, great devotee, our own Acharya, he was going through so much of difficulties. Do you think the beautiful organization that we today enjoy was created just like that without any difficulty? No. Srila Prabhupada, when he left India on the way to US on his first voyage or first visit, on Jagaduta he had heart attacks, and not one, multiple, and he could survive. And what did he pray? This is your plan. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. make me dance. So we learn from all this great devotees of the Lord, saying that whatever is happening because of the sweet will of the Lord. There is nothing beyond the sweet will of the Lord. And any reverse in our life cannot be reversed, cannot be viewed with saying that it should not happen to me. And in the material life and the way that we are, I am sure we have to suffer for our karmas. But Krishna also promises that I take away all the pains of my devotees. So, we also have a beautiful story of the sweet will of the Lord. We've all heard about this, Gaurdas Pandita. Begged to the Lord. He said, Lord, you are leaving me and going, and I cannot leave in your separation. So the Lord decided to come in deity form and stay with Gaurdas Pandita. But then Gauridas Pandit always had this doubt. So many of us have this doubt, you know. I'm relating it, though it's not the same doubt that we may have. But then we many times have this doubt, saying that if I become devotee, then all my problems will be taken away. Will the Lord really take care of my problems? We all say it. You know, when we preach to the new people, we tell them that if you take up the Krishna consciousness, all your problems will be taken over. All your problems will be taken care of. Well, when the devotee is teaching like this, he is talking about his permanent problem, which is Janma Mrityu Jaravati. So that is what we are insisting, that you know, if you take up the Krishna consciousness, you go back home, back to Godhead, and your problems of Janma Mrityu Jaravati, which is a permanent problem, is sorted out. And there cannot be a bigger problem than this. The other problems that we face of a traffic jam or a delay in salary or a fight at home or, you know, a bad relation with a fellow, you know, colleague in the office are very, very minute problems. The biggest problem or the only problem that if you compare the problem of Janma Mrityu Jaravati, these problems are not a problem at all. So we promise them, saying that your problems of Janma Mrityu Jaravati, or we say your problems will be taken care of, you don't have to worry. But then many times I'm sure when we all took up to Krishna consciousness, we had this experience, saying that initial days, very nice, we do it very well, we take up to Krishna consciousness, we are in a wonderful state of mind and we enjoy, and sometimes some reversals happen and they say, is the Lord taking care of me? And you get that doubt. So here, Gauridas Pandit has this doubt, saying, the Lord said, I am residing in the deity form that I have given to you. But then Gauridas Pandit had this doubt. Is the Lord really residing with me? So there was a big kirtan which happened, Nam Sankirtan, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were physically also present there. And while they were dancing, the deities which are in the altar also came and started dancing with all the other devotees. And then he realized that, yes, these are the forms. But then still he had this doubt. What is happening? I'm not understanding. So there was another kirtan once more. Another time where there was a big Sankirtan movement, big Sankirtan happening. Again the deities jumped out of the altar and started dancing, and Gauridas Pandit was very scared, saying that if they run away, then it's my problem. Then he had realized that, you know, they are actually Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are residing in the deity form. So he actually ran with a stick behind them, saying that, hey, get back into the altar. So that's the sweet relationship with the Lord. This wonderful acharyas have, wonderful devotees have, pure devotees of the Lord have. And then, you all know that there was another devotee called Chaitanya, Hriday Chaitanya. He was called Hriday Chaitanya later. And the Lord entered into his heart. And they eternally resided there. So if we see the comparison here, it is again the sweet will of the Lord. It is not that Hriday Chaitanya was not a devotee earlier, he was not following the Shastras, or he was not preaching, he was doing everything. But still, the Lord decided at that particular point of time to reside into his heart. And he was named as Hriday Chaitanya. Again, another reverses that we really look at is within our own, in the last couple of years that we see. I'm sure all of us have heard of Raghav Pandit. Raghav Pandit, who is now the Maharaj, Sanyasi, Can somebody remember that pastime? The dacoits attacking Mayapur? Bhaktirada Swami Maharaj. Yeah. So, the onus of responsibility of preaching in the Bengal region, yeah, Bangladesh and all that region was given to Raghu Pandit. Raghu Pandit was Maharaj's earlier name. Wonderful devotee. I'm sure some of you also had his personal association. He's had wonderful preaching credits to him. So when he was a brahmachari, Raghu Pandit used to, and I don't know if how many of you know that Maharaj had polio in his leg. Yeah? So he's lost his leg in the bomb attack which happened. So Maharaj had polio in his leg. And despite that, he was, when he was given the responsibility of preaching, he was preaching extensively. The Namahatta of today, what you see, is basically come from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and then, you know, was taken further by His Holiness Jagtak Swami Maharaj. But the main preceptor of this in the whole of Bangladesh is Raghava Pandit, Raghava Pandit Prabhu. And he preached so extensively, despite having the difficulty of one leg being, you know, immobilized because of polio. And Prabhu used to preach very extensively. All the big preachings that you have, you see today in Bangladesh, we hear this initiation of 300 disciples, 3,000 disciples together. In the last visit of His Holiness Jagtak Swami Guru Maharaj, there were 3,000 disciples initiated on one day. So, the seeds of all this were laid, though Maharaj also extensively travelled in Bangladesh after that. And the credit goes to our Acharyas and Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur especially. So, Raghava Pandit was preaching so extensively despite his difficulty of having one leg polio. He never said, "Why Lord, I am preaching so well, let my leg be fine." No. Then after that, going forward, when the Mayapur temple was, you know, the small temple was there and there was an attack, Maharaj was there actually. He was still a brahmachari that time. Maharaj was there in Mayapur and the attack, there were 30 dacoits who attacked Mayapur temple. And because our devotees are expert in taking care of the deities, though the deities are of Panchadhatu, Panchaloha, the dacoits thought they were gold deities. And because it was worshipped by, and so many Westerner disciples were visiting, or Westerner devotees were visiting, they thought they have a lot of money because everything comes from abroad and all that. So they thought it was actually pure gold deities. And Maharaj, when they got to know that this is happening, Maharaj was holding the deity in his hand. And they not only, the dacoits did not come with the olden days, you know, sword and latha and all that. They had actually come with bullets and bombs. They actually planted bombs. And with one of the bombs, Maharaj lost his leg, which was actually afflicted by polio. And still, today, the kind of preaching that Maharaj does is phenomenal. If you ever have an opportunity to visit Indonesia, again, Muslim-dominated country, the kind of preaching that is happening and the kind of temple that Maharaj has overseen in building, beautiful temple. Yeah? Radha Govindaji. Radha Govindaji and Narsingadev is also installed in it's a little away from Jakarta. It's called Kubor. Beautiful preaching Maharaj is doing. Not only that, you see the Varnashrama, you have a farm near Bangalore. I don't know if you had this opportunity to see. Beautiful preaching Maharaj is doing. Not only that, despite the troubles of not having a leg, today Maharaj climbed up Tirupati, not by car. Most of us go by car. He climbed up Tirupati through the steps with crutches. So I'm saying, the devotees take it as the will of the providence and never stop. Yeah? Maharaj Yudhishthira also never stopped. He said, "Why do I need this big kingdom after killing all these people? Let me also go away." This was the same idea that Arjuna had at the starting of the battle of Kurukshetra. He said, "I'll better, you know, leave all this, why should I kill them?" But no, whatever were the instructions given by Krishna, they followed it. So, the reverses in our life, reverses in the lives of the devotees should never be taken as blocks. It should always be taken as stepping stones. the other thing that we most of the times discussed, I was also thinking about this when I was probably a little younger in this material body, saying that it's a burning question that all of us have, and especially the youth forum will have this question. Should I marry? Should I not marry? Should I stay in the temple? Should I stay outside the temple? Should I do this? Should I do that? And I'm not saying you're all an exception. I used to be in your position some time back. Not some time back, long time back. But then again, so as Kamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj makes this statement, and it's very commonly said, make the best use of the worst bargain that you have. In whatever state that we are, either being a grihastha or brahmachari, or maybe going forward as vanaprastha, and definitely as sannyasis, we all reach. The Kali Yuga, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, I think there was a very nice discussion between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinath, right? Gopinath Acharya. So they have this argument where it says Krishna comes only in three forms, right? Tri Yuga. And it's Gopinath Acharya who says that he comes in the Kali Yuga also. And this was discussed at the time of Krishna's birth also. Who was the Muni who came to name Krishna?
Kardamuni.
At the time, Kardamuni also made the statement saying that there are four forms. Yeah? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya questions that, saying that, you know, he's a great Vedantist, he has learnt everything and all that. But then Gopinath Acharya very clearly says he comes in the fourth form. And the most beautiful form, he comes in the golden form. Lord Krishna is in front of him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is lying in front of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And here there is a conversation happening between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya, saying that any thing must not be on that. He doesn't appear in the Kali Yuga at all, and then he gives him the reference, saying that, hey, look back, Kardamuni said this, that he comes in the fourth form, in Kali Yuga as well, and he comes as the golden avatar. So this is the best avatar that we have, so merciful. Nothing to demean any other thing, but then I can tell you, the hearing and reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita is so melodious. It's so full of nectar. Bhagavad Gita is full of instructions, Bhagavatam is full of pastimes. Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you take to reading, you'll relish it. Actually cry many times. And we have wonderful devotees who, you know, speak about Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnanand Prabhu, such a wonderful speaker. Oh my God, he makes you cry. There are many other devotees who speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is no less Yathasaya Maharaj also speaks. Now it is a little less. Currently he is, you know, translating. So, the Kali Yuga is the best period. We've been hammering on this every time, saying that it's the best period, and the Lord desires that we preach. He came in a devotee form and he gave us this instruction, saying that please go out and preach. So the onus of responsibility lies on each one of us. Again, I'm coming back to the will of the Lord, saying that we preach. And I think there is nothing beyond that. And we will still have reverses while preaching. I remember one lecture that Kadam Kanan Swami Maharaj is giving, and he said, I was among the group distributors, and reverses were so many, you know. There are days that we did not distribute any book. And you would always say, why Krishna, this is happening to me? And one fine day he made the statement, this is in one of the lectures, that he said, one fine day I said, Krishna, why this reverses on us? We don't have good book distribution scores. And he says, I don't know what happened. And that evening they decided that they go to the theater, you know, in the Western world. And the movie got over in the middle of the night, and he said, we were determined. And this is after saying that, why Krishna, it is happening to me. Yeah, so Maharaj is comparing it, saying that it was, the book distribution was not happening, and then they stayed up that night to go to the theater for distributing the books. And he said, we started book distribution, not even a single soul was left behind the book, without a book. everybody who came out of the theater, hey, look, you haven't bought a book, you better buy it. And he bought a book. That's the way. And Maharaj said, there are times that we have this reverses. And he said, just pray intensely. Without showing your authority to the Lord and submitting to the authority of the Lord, saying that submissively, saying that, hey Lord, I'm trying. If you so desire, please help me. And the Lord fulfills. So Kadam Khan Swami Maharaj says here that the book distribution was not happening, and that day they decided, they prayed to the Lord, and then that day, the evening they did. And he said this book distribution that we did on that particular night was in comparison to the book distribution of the whole year. So in one day they could distribute so many books which they could not distribute all through the year. So as devotees also, it is important that we pray to the Lord and not worry about the reverses. Yeah, had the thought saying that, oh, it's not happening, let's forget it, it's not happening for so many days, why go to the movie theater in the night? Movie theater, you know, so many people come out, they're full of passion, they're full of ignorance, and it's in the middle of the night, so it's the time of ignorance, let's do it sometime else, let's go to some other place. No, he said, pray to the Lord and the Lord guides you. So here also, in today's verse, it is said, it is because of the sweet will of the Lord, and it is the providence that these sufferings happen to the devotees. So, and again, there was one example where it is connecting to what the Lord empowers. So here we heard Kadam Khan Swami Maharaj saying that, you know, the Lord empowered them to do book distribution. We also have another example of Sarang Thakur. He touched the dead body. Not only touched, he kicked the dead body, and child became alive. So I'd say that is the will of the Lord. So don't question. There are times that the Lord has shown us very clearly, saying that anything and everything is possible. It's just that we should have faith in. And have faith in His work which He is doing for us. So, I think I've covered most of what I thought I should. There are a few things. There was one more point which I thought was very important, especially directly related to the 15th verse.
No, devotees would have stayed in
this material world life after life. But it is because of Krishna's plan that, you know, He burns this. Krishna will burn, and Krishna confirms that, you know, I will burn their karmas in one lifetime if one takes up the Krishna consciousness nicely. And Krishna will give personal attention whenever you call out. Times that we've all had this experience, saying that you pray to Him and He really gives you a way out of things. You're going through some struggle and you pray to Him in a nice mood, not on the material platform, but on the preaching platform or on the spiritual platform. Krishna shows you the way as to how to get out of this. There's another example where I remember Shivananda Sen. Do you remember Shivananda Sen was kicked by Nityananda Prabhu? What is the reason? Perfect. Shivananda Sen could have revolted. His son-in-law, I think, revolted. He said, he's kicking you. What the hell are you doing? But then Shivananda Sen said, you know, that's what I deserve. And this is the sweet will of the Lord. So, it is shown by all the devotees, even in our parampara, Shivananda Sen is not very far. It's about 500 years. Just 500 years back, or less than 500 years. Srila Prabhupada, right in front of us, saying that it's all the sweet will of the Lord. It's the providence of the Lord that we have to believe that we have to follow the providence. So I'll end here. If there are questions or comments, I welcome the comments. Yes, Guruji.
Thank you,
Prabhu.
Any problems from so called devotees like me? Anything like that, we are not chanting, we are not listening to devotees, we are not following the path to the destination master. Do you feel it?
Okay. the question is, if please correct me if I'm not right. You said for devotees, if we have some problems or we face some turbulence, does it mean that we are not following the path of bhakti properly? We are not chanting our rounds. We are not doing things the right way. There are two things to be really looked at here. One is definitely yes. When we take up a commitment, I'm again generalizing, but with the new one. When we take a commitment, say I'm going to do this to the Lord, it is very important that we follow it. And if we take a commitment of 16 rounds, or following the four regulative principles, if we break it, that's something wrong. Yeah? But if we are following the four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, and still, I'm not saying by following four regulative principles, coming to the temple, attending Bhagavatam, attending Mangalarti, we will not have turbulences. We do have our karmas. Karmas will act. Before this, we don't know how many lifetimes that we have taken in the material form, in whatever form that we have taken. Even in this lifetime, some of us remember that we have done certain things which are not right. Some of us don't even remember that we have done something wrong. So when we do things which are not right, we have to suffer for it. The circle of karma has to complete. So, two things that we can think, as I was giving you the example, if we are not chanting properly, or if we are not committing, if we are not living up to our commitments of the spiritual life, that's not correct. Second is because of our karma. And when it comes to the turbulence, or when it comes to problems, it is said this material world is dukhamayam ashashvata. There is no permanent solution that you are going to get to the problems. And never ever, the happiness is flickering. We all know the happiness is very, very flickering. It comes, gives you a flicker, and your mouth is open. By the time it is gone, and you start suffering again. So, one is to realize that I am not supposed to be here. My goal is going back home, back to Godhead. There is no exception to it. And as long as I am going to stay in this material world, I am going to suffer. Not just because I am a devotee, I will not suffer. Yes, Krishna takes away some of our difficulties, or he gives us the power to handle those difficulties in a very nice way. But we have to suffer for our karma. So it is better that we don't do negative karma. I hope that answers your question. Sorry. Yes, Prabhuji.
Like sometimes when we commit some mistakes, the devotees, we repent. So after repenting, we increase our bhakti process. So because of this, then we think that the problem which came is actually the will of the Lord. Then, now, the second time is, let's say, again, commit some mistakes. So then, before intensifying the bhakti process, we think, okay, this may be the will of the Lord. So, how to...
Very technical question. Very easy to answer, but very very touchy question. Yeah, I will call it as. When we do mistake, we repent. When we repent, I'm sure with the repentance that we get, increase our bhakti. Not always. You may notice it, but not always. It may happen sometimes, and it is temporary. When we do the mistake again, the second time, we have to think, are we doing it again? A mistake is a mistake only when it is done once. If it is done twice, it is blunder.
Not the same mistake.
Okay.
Some whatever. So they usually then say, whenever some little happens, this may be will of the Lord. Taking the wrong connotation that no, will of the Lord, will of the Lord, will of the Lord.
Finally, let me tell you, everything is will of the Lord. Whether you accept it or not, it is the will of the Lord. Yeah, but then the mind frame has to be saying that I do not want to offend devotees. Mistakes do happen in our material life. You were supposed to do a program, you did not do it. You were supposed to submit your project yesterday, you didn't do it. You're submitting today. Yeah, despite knowing that it was supposed to be submitted yesterday. So that's a mistake. Next time you think that, you know, I will not do this mistake, I'll lose some marks for students I'm talking about. Yeah, but then these mistakes do happen, and that's fine. But offending a devotee is something which is
we call it as mistake, and the same thing can be called as aparadha in our life. Yeah? So, which should never be done. And everything, as I said, is the will of the Lord. Whether you or I accept it or not, there's nothing goes beyond that. It is the will of the Lord. That okay? No? Thank you very much. We can stop. Tantrashrima Bhagavatam ki, Prabhupada ki, Tai Kaur Premanande. Thank you so much for your patient listening.
I am not qualified, but I still spoke whatever little knowledge that I probably could think of.
Thank you very much, and you all pray for me so that I can try and become a serious devotee. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.